احمد مقبول HMAD MAQB Executive for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Helika, H-E-L-I-K-A-H, Efrah, E-F-R-A-H. Date of birth is 10-13-1975. Primary care physician is Dr. Hazem, H-A-Z-E-M, Samir, S-A-M-I-R. That's
to check the progression of her disease. Follow up with the results from the next follow-up visit.
3301 Holbrook, Hamtramck, Michigan. Phone number is 313-872-5555. Fax number is 313-216-2770.
Also the knee is good. More on the right side.
Next paragraph, cardiologic link note. Next paragraph, recent visit, new consult. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing Ms. Fra, who has a past medical history of cardiac tamponade in December 31st, 2012. Diabetes mellitus uncontrolled and hypothyroidism. Patient came today for a follow-up because she was admitted to the emergency room on December 31st for some chest pain and lightheadedness and headache. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient seems to be pleasant. She denies any headache or visual changes. But she stated that she have chest pain that is sharp in nature and constant and radiate to her left arm. Also, patients say that she complained of shortness of breath that increased with exertion. Patient also lightheadedness and dizziness comes in back very often, especially when she drives. Patient denies any palpitation, denies any claudication in lower extremities. Next paragraph.
We'll continue to monitor her close and follow up with her regarding this matter, and we also advise the patient to continue
past medical history for diabetes mellitus uncontrolled, hypothyroidism, cardiac tamponade.
Period, she is to continue the same medication.
And next paragraph, past surgical history, five C-sections, time 5.
The Greenfield filter replacement, which was done in August 2011.
Next paragraph, social history. Patient denies using tobacco, alcohol, or illicit drug abuse. Next paragraph, family history. Unknown. Next paragraph, review system. In today's visit, patient vitals are as follow. Blood pressure is 96 over 66, pulse is 79, weight is 152.4, height is 4 feet and 8 inches. Please copy normal template. Next paragraph, allergies. Patient non-drug allergies. Next paragraph, current medication. Vitamins for pregnancy. Next paragraph.
Patients to continue the same medication. You want to see the close total of
diagnostic studies.
The next follow up visit. Period next number.
Transthoracic echocardiogram was done on January 2nd, 2013, which shows normal left ventricular size, wall thickness, and systolic function. No regional full motion abnormality is appreciated. The visual ejection fraction estimated to be 55 to 60%. Next paragraph.
2 weeks or so unnecessary.
Chest X-ray was done on December 31st, 2012, and shows moderate cardiomegaly. Lungs are clear. There is no consolidation, pleural effusion, or pneumothorax. The heart is moderately enlarged without any pulmonary vascular congestion. The hilar and median ascending are within normal limits. They would say structures are grossly intact. Next paragraph. Doppler for the pelvis impression. She has intrauterine contraceptive device well positioned within the cervical canal. Number 2, 1.9 centimeter wide ovarian hemorrhagic corpus luteum. Number 3, 12 millimeter wide paratubial cyst. Next paragraph. Ultrasounds of the pelvis was done on April 14, 2011. Shows number 1, intrauterine contraceptive device mild positions with the cervical canal. Number 2, 1.9 centimeter right ovarian hemorrhagic corpus luteum. Number 3, 12 millimeter right paratubial cyst. Next paragraph. Ultrasound, transvaginal ultrasound was done on April 14, 2011. Also shows number 1, intrauterine contraceptive device malposition within cervical canal. Number 2, 1.9 centimeter right ovarian hemorrhagic corpus luteum. Number 3, 12 millimeter right paratubial cyst. Next paragraph. CT of the head was December 4th, 2011, and says shows no intracranial abnormality are seen. Next paragraph. Blood work that was done on recently in the period between December 31st and December 31st, 2012 to January 10th, 2013 shows as follow: HCG 246, sodium is 138, potassium is 4.0, chloride 107, carbon dioxide 24, anion gap 7, hemoglobin A1C is 6.0, glucose is 118, BUN is 10, creatinine is 0.6, calcium is 8.4, WC 6.5, RBC 4.68, hemoglobin 13.6, hematocrit is 40.7, MCV is 87, MCH 29.1, platelets 295. Next paragraph. Pericardial synthesis was done on December 31st, 2012. Indication was cardiac tamponade. Impression, number 1, tamponade. Number 2, successful pericardial synthesis performed with total fluid explosion around 700 milliliter. Number 3, fluid consistency was bloody. Once the patient was admitted to 8IMCU for monitoring and was kept for pericardial catheter placed for 24 hours and diuresis effusion size, all the fluids were sent for analysis and culture. Assessment and plan. Number 1, for cardiac tamponade, patient will be reassessed and be monitored every 3 months with an echocardiogram to assess the presence or extent of any fluid if it reoccur. Patient to be seen on March 15th for another echo, and to be followed by on March 28th. And that echo will be done every 3 months until her pregnancy is done. And after her pregnancy, we will follow up with more assessment, examination, and tests to assess her condition. It's important to note that the patient right now currently is 2 months pregnant. Number 2, diabetes mellitus uncontrolled. Patient was encouraged and to see her primary care physician for a close follow-up with her, for her diabetes, especially she is 2 months pregnant. Number 3, hypothyroidism. Patient is encouraged to sit to follow up with her primary care physician for a control for her hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Ms. Efra. Our phone number has been provided for her to follow us with any question or concern. Family encourage her in case of any issues that she can call us at any time, 24 hours, or she can go to the emergency monitor in case of any issues to occur. In the meanwhile, she's instructed to continue her primary care physician and to follow up with a high risk OBGYN doctor. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Ahmad Maqbool, HMAD, MQBL, dictated for Dr. Tamam Muhammad, with all board certifications, end of dictation.